Com. You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
A judge in Maryland has ordered 4 life sentences for an honor student and former Boy Scout who shot his parents and brothers to death and then went to a friend's house to play video games. Nicholas Browning, who's 16, could be eligible for parole in 23 years. Defense attorneys blame the killings on years of abuse that they say he suffered at the hands of his alcoholic father. As airlines worry about weak demand for travel during a recession, they're trying to lure passengers on board with fare cuts. Major airlines today are moving to match a fare sale started by Southwest Airlines, which is selling seats to nearly everywhere flies starting at $49 to $99 each way. The number of products involved in the salmonella recall continues to spread and carries a lot of weight. Ed Donahue reports from Washington.
The recall now involves about 31 million pounds of peanut butter and peanut paste. It's a lot of smooth and chunky off the shelves. Consider that the National Peanut Butter Board says Americans eat 700 million pounds of peanut butter every year. The food industry is nervous despite the fact that no major national brands of peanut butter are connected to the recall. Even the Girl Scouts are telling cookie customers their supplier is not part of the salmonella recall. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Impeached Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich says everything he's done as governor has been for the good of the state and in the best interest of the people. Speaking on Chicago radio station WLS, Blagojevich said he couldn't discuss specifics of the federal corruption charges against him, but insisted he hasn't done anything wrong. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I guess this afternoon is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's taught at the university level, who worked in the Reagan administration in the Department of Education, testified before Congress. But, of course, he is a wonderful researcher, certainly my favorite researcher, and I consider it a privilege to call him a friend. And we're going to be talking about is one of his most recent articles or several of his recent articles, and you can find them at newswithviews.com. You should go there. You should pull them down. You should put them into books, and so you can refer to them. Wonderful source of information. Dennis, pick up the story.
Okay. Yes, this afternoon will be... I'll be talking about several recent articles that we got into in the past but didn't actually complete. The first one that we'll finish up on is the one titled Threats Used for Coercive Compliance. And the last time I was on your program, I had mentioned Zbigniew Brzezinski and this whole conflict between the people of Georgia, the country of Georgia, and Russia, and how it seemed very odd that Zbigniew Brzezinski, when talking about such issues, emphasized that no single power should control this area. He was talking about that in his book, The Grand Chessboard. You would think somebody who's very, very pro-American, former national security advisor and so forth, would say, well, this is a wonderful thing if we, the U.S., had preeminence, predominance, whatever. But That's why you basically had that stalemate, which was, in my opinion, not an accident. I mean, that's what it was supposed to turn out, a stalemate in there, so that Zbigniew Brzezinski, as an agent of the power elite and his view and their view that no single power should control it, would come out on top. And the reason, as Brzezinski said in the Grand Chessboard, was that you have to have this these international financial markets and these ruling elites, as he referred to them, as the controllers. You know, not the U.S. or not this, but these international financiers and global elitists would control things, not any, quote, single power, as he said. And then the last thing I mentioned in the last program we had was David Rockefeller's acknowledgement in his memoirs about being part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States for this more integrated global political and economic structure, one world. It's basically a world government. A political and economic structure is a world government. A political structure, that's like Congress. And the economics as well, and it's global and it's integrated, so that's a world government that he's talking about. And in my article, I say that as long as no nation or a group of nations becomes too strong or independent, then the power elite will maintain its power and control. And that's why it's important for them that as Brzezinski said, no single power get control over that Caspian oil and the pipelines and so forth. So there's various things they do, a military and economic, say, cutoff of energy supplies, as happened recently with Russia and Eastern Europe. Those types of threats keep nations compliant with the will of the power elite, which seeks to control activities of nations, all nations, and move all of us inexorably into these regional economic regions. Unions that I've mentioned before, including even the Mediterranean Union, which would include, among others, Arab nations and Israel together. So that's what, this whole exercise against Hamas, which did not complete its mission, just like the one against Hezbollah didn't complete its mission, was proceeding. It's an inexorable process. You wear both sides down and so forth and so on. So anyway, you have to have a carrot, though, and that's these regional economic unions that will be linked ultimately into a world socialist government under the power elite's control. Now, about America, in order that Americans accept this world socialist government, the power elite increasingly has to move the U.S. towards socialism. And, you know, that's why Obama's very, very important. In fact, there was a recent article, I think, by Dick Morris saying basically that. I forget the exact title, but I believe it's the Obama presidency, : here comes socialism. And Dick Morris does a pretty good job. You know, he's finally catching on to what's going on here. And what you have are various obvious indications, economic crises, such as the recent federal takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and AIG, the American International Group, government takeover of such major financial institutions is a definite move towards what we call classical economic socialism. So that's a professor of economics, Nouriel Roubini. He's I think he's at New York University. He suggested we're going to enter a global recession and that banks may have to be nationalized. You know, that looks like the way we're going, which is another step, of course, towards socialism and the fulfillment of the power elite's plan. Back in September, you had the announcement of the first bailout. Well, what does that mean? The taxpayer is going to pick up the tab, which will, of course, mean inflation, which is an indirect form of taxation. Everybody says, oh, I'm not going to raise your taxes. Well, you know, if the price of bread doubles, what difference does it make? You're, paying more for something, whether it's taxes or bread. And, of course, that would also, as the Fed pumps out the dollar, the dollars are devalued, and both of those, inflation and devaluing of the dollar, are parts of the power elite's plan to institute these regional currencies like the Amero, if not a final skip to a global currency such as the Phoenix, which I've mentioned before. So the power elite has not only these economic and political goals, but they can't leave anything to chance, so they have religious goals as well. They have a what you would call a theology of power. And facilitating that is a group called The Family. Your listeners may or may not have heard of that. But it's a rather secretive organization that began in the 1930s with some definite fascist leanings. And over the decades, they have, for some reason, even characterized some brutal dictators as, quote, men of God. And there's a reason for that. These dictators, of course, respond favorably because the family emphasizes to them and everybody else Romans 13:1, which, of course, they misinterpret. But that says, for there is no power but of God, the powers that be are ordained of God. And so the family uses that in running around the world to China and other places saying, you know, you're men of God and so forth and so on. So you may say, oh, well, so there's some nutty group that is going around the world doing this. Well, what you have to realize is that in the U.S., although invitations to the annual National Prayer Breakfast, most of your listeners have heard of that, National Prayer Breakfast, appear to come from the White House, it's really organized since 1953 by this group, the family. They run that thing. And they often have non-Christian speakers. And over the decades, some rather powerful Republicans and Democrats have been associated with them. Now, there's a man named Jeff Charlotte, S-H-A-R-L-E-T, who's authored a book about them just this past year titled The Family, 2008, in which he claims that Hillary Clinton is considered a, quote, friend, quote, of this organization, which has formed a network of powerful leaders around the world. So the power elite's goal is not only global and economic and political, but religious power and control as well. And they're using that to achieve a world socialist government and a one-world religion, which Dr. Stan has mentioned many times before.
Absolutely. In fact, it really, of course, all of these organizations, whether it be the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Group of 30, the Club of Rome, you know, the Rosicrucians, the Masons, the Theosophists, they all want a one-world religion. But the common denominator is they also all want to destroy Christianity. So when we understand that, the New World Order, the New World Economic System, and, of course, the New World Religion, it's so easy to understand what's going on today and why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. We'll be right back with Dr. Cuddy in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I would simply mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, has a four-tape set on the family that Dr. Ketty was just talking about. And this is a very clandestine organization, works very quietly behind the scenes, and yet it has tremendous power. It puts on the presidential prayer breakfast, or now they call it the national prayer breakfast. We also carry Jeff Charlotte's book, The Family. This is an organization you need to look into, you need to understand its implications. So with that as a background, go right ahead, Dennis.
Sure, and that that theology of power that they talk about, the family, and why they get political leaders involved will give you an idea of why what otherwise would seem strange is actually occurring. I've mentioned in previous programs about the Rockefeller Brothers Project had a report out in the late 50s talking about a new world order and saying that history had given unto them the task of building this thing, and it included a spiritual component. And you think, you know, what are they doing that for? And 20 years later, of course, you have the Trilateral Commission founded by David Rockefeller. And in Senator Barry Goldwater's book titled With No Apologies, he says that the Trilateral Commission wants, among other things, ecclesiastical control. And once again, you say trilateral. I mean, this is advertised, promoted as some sort of international economic enterprise. So what do they want ecclesiastical control for? And so this, once again, just this sort of theology of power that they have. But it is important for you to sort of stop and think about that for a while. Exactly how would an organization like the Trilateral Commission get ecclesiastical or religious power? How would they actually go about doing that? You need to think about that for a while.
Well, of course, you know, they have political power. I mean, certainly.
Right.
They said that they were organized in 73. By 1976, why the President of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. There were 25 people associated with the Trilateral Commission. There were only about 80 people in the organization at that time. 25 of them were, you know, in key positions in the Carter administration. And in every administration since that time, whether you know, be Democrat or Republican, either the President or the Vice President has been a member of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly they control the presidency. This last 8 years, not that George Bush was a member, it was Dick Cheney who really ran the White House with a staff of several hundred. He was the power behind the scenes who controlled everything that went on, including George W. Bush. But now we have Obama, either Obama or Biden are members of the Trilateral Commission, but we can name at least 10 of the key people in their administration, the highest advisors to the President of the United States who are members of the Trilateral Commission. And today they're only in the North American chapter or North American group, there are only 120. The fact that at least 10 of them hold key positions in the current administration, and probably even many more, these are the 10 I've been able to identify, suggests that maybe the change we're going to get will be the sort of change, you know, that you get between Laurel and Hardy or Amos and Andy. But you go right ahead.
Yeah. So if we're getting into things like that, analogies, in my Now is the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order book, in the first two editions, the third edition had to be cut back because the first two were sort of big books. I explain, there's a lot of symbolism not only in The Wizard of Oz, which was a theosophical book, actually. L. Frank Baum was a theosophist, and I've talked about that in the past. But anyway, lots of theosophical symbolism, but same thing with Lewis Carroll. I mean, he, not theosophy, but symbolism, political symbolism, and the power behind the throne is, you mentioned Dr. Stan, being Dick Cheney. If you look at him in a certain way, he looks a little like Humpty Dumpty, which is the exact definition that Lewis Carroll said. Humpty Dumpty really represented the power behind the British throne. And, you know, all the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again, meaning, you know, Britain was going down a particular road, and you may think you know what's going on. But Humpty Dumpty and these others would say, words mean whatever I say they mean. You know, it's that sort of preview of newspeak that Orwell was talking about. And so you'll have people saying things like Obama recently laid out these rules whereby, by golly, we're not going to have any lobbyists in this administration. Then just, you know, one of his first acts, he appoints to high-level positions a couple of former lobbyists. And so what was the response of the press secretary? Well, you know, there have to be exceptions to rules. You know, I mean, think about the consequences of that that premise. So anyway, the point I was making is, you, as Dr. Stan said, have obviously political and economic connections at high levels of people who are with the Trilateral Commission, but not too much has been looked at, and it's important to look at the ecclesiastical control thereabout and how they will execute that and why that's important. All right, now moving on to another article that I did recently, but I didn't complete, is one about education. And in that article, I detailed over many years what was wrong with education and basically how to solve it, which I've done many, many times. And unfortunately, people just don't listen. In a couple of areas they did. I came up with a solution to the forced busing, which was acceptable to everybody, and it's worked fine in Norfolk and then tried Oklahoma City. And you don't hear about it, but it's actually being used all over the country. And so once in a while, you know, somebody will actually use a solution to something that I come up with. And toward the end of that article about educational problems and solutions, I had mentioned that back when I was in the Department of Education during the Reagan years, the Office of Educational Research and Improvement that I was with came up with a book called What Works. And it's about 80 pages, roughly one page each of just about everything under the sun, improving writing, reading, homework, you know, whatever it is. with a research finding and then a description and the citations of the sources and so on. It's a wonderful, wonderful book for anybody to have, but I would bet that if your listeners went to the local school system, they'd never heard of it. It, you know, it was free. It was available to the public. It may be out of print now, but it was available because it was a public document to anybody who wanted it. But once again, such things are not used when they could be. A second thing that I would recommend, and I put it toward the end of my article, that could be easily done, which, of course, hardly anybody is doing, is in your local school systems, wherever you are listening, whether you're in Monterey or Oregon or wherever, it would be very, very simple to say, while they're running around saying, we need innovations, innovations. Say, no, you don't. No, you don't need innovations. Innovations are killing us. What you need is to focus on success. And they'll sort of look at you with a blank stare, saying, well, yeah, what do you mean? And so the concept is very, very simple. All of you listening, remember back when you were in school, let's say in middle school, junior high, some one wonderful teacher, oh, Miss Smith, she was just great. Everybody loved her. Everybody excelled. They learned and so forth and so on. Well, it'd be the easiest thing in the world to ask all the Miss Smiths in your school system to voluntarily, they don't have to, put down on one piece of paper any successful teaching method or activity they developed over the years.
Dennis, you're going to have to hang on to that because we're going to have to go to a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Ketty right here at Genesis.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and certainly his articles, you'll find them up on the internet at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, a regular contributor. And then, of course, we carry a number of his books. We carry his books on mental health screening. We carry his book, Road to Socialism. We carry his book on the timeline for the New World Order, educational timeline for the New World Order. We have a shorter pamphlet called Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed. And did I miss anything there, Dennis?
No, that's pretty much it. But I would like to qualify the books on mental health. While right. they have that as the title of the first two of the three sets, each one of those books is about a third, and each one of the parts in the books, there's several parts per book. Each one of the parts is about a third involving mental health, about a third involving education, and the last third involving social control. I tried to persuade the publisher in each of the titles. They finally did it in the third, but the first and the second, to put mental health, education, and social control. So if you're only mildly interested in, let's say, mental health, but you're very interested in education, that those books still would be well worth your while, because there's a lot about education in those as well.
Well, certainly anything Dr. Cuddy writes is well worthwhile having and reading and keeping for reference. So you go ahead and pick up the story.
Okay. Since we're on education, the article is Educational Problems and Solutions that I'm finishing up on. And one of the things that I have suggested for many, many years is to emphasize success, meaning everybody knows when they were younger and had school teachers, there was always one that stood out, and so you would ask those individuals on a voluntary basis to put on a single piece of paper any successful teaching method or activity that they had developed, and you simply compile them by subject matter and or grade, and then distribute them to all the schools, and they could be put in the teachers' lounges. Now, this is voluntary, very inexpensive. I mean, they're just, you know, putting the cost of a stamp on an envelope and sending the thing in. You Xerox in volume for only about a penny a copy, and then the teachers can voluntarily, once again, use them. They can flip through, let's say, in your school system in San Francisco or wherever. There's 100 different methods and activities that are non-duplicative, and a teacher, let's say, flips through those 100 and only likes, let's say, about a third of them, 33, 34. Well, that's about one new successful teaching method or activity per week of the school year. And a research project I did shows that when you do that, introduce a new successful teaching method, the students are less bored, and boredom is one of the big reasons for school discipline problems. With this little study I did, discipline problems went down by about 26%. So it's positive, costs practically nothing. You get name recognition for the teacher and the school. Like I said, it doesn't cost anything. It improves education. It improves teaching. It can reduce discipline problems. It does all of these things simultaneously. So, you know, what do you want to bet your school system will do it? Well, I suggest you try it, but, you know, good luck, because they're often not about doing the obvious that would improve education, unfortunately. The next thing I did, and the last thing I put in this article, was, and you may try this, listeners, with your school system as well, or at least your state. Let's say you're in Oregon or California, wherever it is. You might try this with your state. What I noticed continually was a complaint about lack of money. Now, without getting into the correlation, and then Eric Hanishuk, an economist, has showed that there is no direct correlation. Otherwise, you know, the students in Washington, D.C. would be the best in the nation because they're getting the most per pupil, but they're not. So there's no direct correlation. But, you know, don't get into an argument over that on this particular issue. The thing is, if you go to your state and you'll say, you have a lot of systems in this state which just don't have enough money, right? And they'll say, oh, yeah, we need more money. And you say, okay, well, here's a thought. Why don't you, since you want to improve education, look at the, let's say, one-fourth of the school systems in your state which have the least money, but also get the highest academic achievement scores. And they'll look at you, you know, like, what are you talking about? But believe me, they have these figures. And so what I did was, in my particular state, I looked at the bottom one-quarter in terms of funding, and found of all of those, which ones were in the top one quarter in academic achievement. And I interviewed the superintendents of a large, medium, and small-sized school system. You know, simple, obvious, right? And so I put this all down. I said, okay, here it is. Here's your answer. You know, just pass this out to all the school systems. Here's your model. You know, replicate it. They succeed with little money. Do it. Just do it. You know, well, they don't. You know, nobody, you know. But anyway, you may try it, and you might have better luck in your state. So anyway, that's the way I concluded this article about educational problems and solutions. Now, before I move on to the last article, which we hadn't finished discussing, since we had just been discussing the ecclesiastical or religious control of the powerly, I basically start my Now is the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order book, going back to the Templars. I mean, I go back before that, you know, with the Osiris and Isis and the Egyptian mysticism and occultism and all that. But in terms of modern day efforts that are global, the Templars would be a good starting point. And in that vein, I would encourage your listeners tomorrow, Saturday, if you look at your TV listings, you'll find on the History Channel, there's a program that'll be rebroadcast. It's part of the Underground, I think it's called, Cities series. And this particular one is called The Barbarian's Lair, L-A-I-R. You know, like bears have their lairs, foxes have their lairs, and so forth. It's Barbarian's Lairs, and it's about the Templars' excavation now. They're just now excavating this vast network of underground cities. And you'll find that it includes even a cathedral underground. So up on the top, you know, while you've got your peasants struggling for existence and wars and everybody getting beat up and impoverished and whatever, the Templars underground have these networks of entire cities.
Well, now, Dennis, was that before they were outlawed, or was this when they were the dominant form of international banking in Europe?
I think what happened was it was both. Okay. They were doing it, exercising it before because they weren't stupid. You know, they had a vast network of intelligence as well as, you know, economic banking and so forth. So they smelled what King Philip and the Pope were cooking up. And that's why a lot of them escaped. I mean, a lot of them, okay, they got about 10,000 of them. But there were a lot more, and that's why you'll find Templar graves at Kilmartin in Scotland. There were a whole lot of Templars that didn't get, you know, burned at the stake or whatever. And so it actually continued. And as I put in my Now is the Dawning book, the third edition, I actually have said where you can find. There's a book called, it's by a Moses Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G. I think it was published like 1907. And it, see, the Templar's Grand Masters is supposed to end in the early 1300s with Jacques de Molay getting burned at the stake. But it didn't. And in there, in that book by Redding, I think it's called The Illustrated History of Freemasonry, 1907, I think is the date, you'll actually find a list for the next, you know, 600 years of the Grand Masters of the Templars. I mean, date by date, you know, the first one, Jacques de Planning, is on and on and on. Okay, here's all the Grand Masters. All right. Well, they're roaming around in these underground cities as well as above ground. I mean, they're not like a bunch of moles just living down there, although, you know, you can. I mean, there's like cities underground. And,
these are real. These are not imaginary.
No, primarily.
In Europe, southern France, or where are they?
Sure. France, Spain, so forth, yeah.
And I think it's important for people to understand that the Templars were a powerful occult organization. They were the father of what we have today as the investment bankers. But they were guided by powerful spiritual forces. For the reason that Jacques de Molay was executed was that he had tapped into this mysterious force that we talk about. But we'll get into that when we get back here with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Right.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more, and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we've got about 5 minutes for you to finish the program, Dennis.
Okay. I had mentioned this list of the Templar Grand Masters after Jacques de Molay. There's about 20 or so of them, and the last one they have was in 1838 listed as William Sidney Smith. Of course, you know, it William Sidney Smith then formed what was called the New Templars, and I've mentioned that before, and he had this society, and Charles Dyncourt Tennyson, Lord Tennyson's uncle, was a member of it, and so forth and so on. William Sidney Smith was the head of the British Navy, which defeated Napoleon, and so, you know, he was a real big shot of the day, and I think he was presented by an archbishop in Turkey, I think, with a cross of Richard the Lionhearted. And so, you know, he was very, very prominent. So he was the last of this list in Moses Redding's 1907 book. But then he really changed it into a group that was called the New Templars and then, you know, went on from there. But the point is, regarding this cross, I'll make another announcement for your listeners.
Now, what was the title of that book? Of
the Illustrated History of Freemasonry. I think that's the title, but for sure, the author is Moses, M-O-S-E-S, Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, and, you know, you can look it up by author. They'll tell them.
But it's on Masonry or the Templars?
No, it's on the Illustrated History of Freemasonry, and within there, okay, he includes this.
Okay, fine.
Because they're connected. I mean, that's, you know, they're the Templars and the Masons. So, anyway... So that's tomorrow, is the Barbarian's Lair on the History Channel. Look for it. And then regarding this cross, I don't know if it's that cross or maybe another cross, but of the Templars. But on Sunday and Monday, this Monday at night, there'll be an NBC, National Broadcasting Company, corporation, a mini-series called The Last Templar.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and it begins with, you know, these four horsemen of the apocalypse type guys riding their horses into a large museum there, and you know, up the stairs and so forth, and grabbing this rare cross, and of course the girl whose daddy was an archaeologist and found it is chasing them, you know, grabs a policeman's horse and down the street, and then the FBI comes and says, "What are you doing?" and so forth. Anyway, it's entertainment, basically. It's entertainment. However, because it's about this subject, it may be worth your listeners looking at as well. It's interesting that this interest in the Templars is coming now. The History Channel, of course, is real. I mean, that's a documentary of the excavation of these underground cities, which is going on as we speak. And so this is all part of a long-term pattern of what I said now is this ecclesiastical control or spiritual control. And when I said spiritual, what I meant is a synthesis of all the world's religions, including this sort of New Age element. And in my article next week with News with Views, I will get on to how Obama fits into this. And it's rather interesting when you look at his reference to New Age twice in his inaugural address, as well as the particular person he chose as his poet. Out of tens of thousands of poets, he chose this one particular person, Elizabeth Alexander. And when you look at the words, and I'll explain it in my next column, and we can talk about it next week, you will see some really rather striking statements that leave little doubt as to what's going on.
Well, I think there should be no doubt what is going on, actually. There really are the remnants of these secret societies. They're around. They're in dominant positions today. Sydney, the mass media will give us just glimpses of this from time to time, but these people are in total working control of our government. Not one organization, but many organizations bound together by a common goal, a new world order, a new world economic order, a new world religion. and, of course, to install the new world leader. This is the common denominator that binds them all together and causes them to work, because there is a coordination, an invisible coordination, which I suspect most of the members of these secret societies don't even suspect. What are your thoughts, Dennis?
Well, I'll give you a hint about next week. You and I and 99.9% of the population do not use the term pool, P-O-O-L, of light, but that poet did in her address. And that's my hint. Just search and find where you find references to the pool of light, and that'll give you an idea of what we might have in store for us.
And was she the poet who was chosen by Mr. Obama?
Yes, the poet. Out of all the thousands he could have chosen, he chose her, talking about her pool of light related to love and light.
Does that have any relationship to the thousand points of light, of course, that George Herbert Walker Bush popularized, along with the New World Order term he used?
Well, I'll give you another hint. It's from the same source, if that helps.
All right, fine. For those of you who are regular listeners, well, you'll have to listen to next week, because I know what he's talking about, and you should too if you're a regular listener to Radio Liberty. There is another force out there, an X factor. It took me about 30 years to figure out what it was, but you're fortunate you listen to Radio Liberty. Why, you either know or you will come to learn about the force behind the force that rules the world today. Dennis, thank you so very much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you again next week.
Okay, thanks for having me.
And learn about the pool of light.
That's right.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that you've enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. I know all, I always do. If you've not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It is a classic. In fact, it's actually being printed by another publisher, and it will be available here, hopefully. In fact, they're already taking it orders for it. It's the same book that we published. We think it's an important book, and we want you to get a copy of it. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It will change the way you will look at the world, I promise you. And then, of course, you can get the DVD that goes with it, or the video, or you can certainly get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which includes the book, the DVD, and certainly the tape of the story. And then, of course, to take the next step, because, of course, this is just a primer. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, you will want, of course, to get my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. You'll want to get the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. Why? Because America really began long before the Constitution was written, or the Declaration of Independence. It really began in the 1600s, shortly after the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth. Why, of course, there were other groups that came here. And those groups had a plan, and that was to seize control of the government of this new world, and to use the military and power that would be amassed by it to eventually control the whole world. Of course, you can actually get that story. It's included in a DVD we have called The New Atlantis. Why is it The New Atlantis? Well, because remember, the old Atlantis was so wicked that the Lord intervened and destroyed it. But there always have been those who wanted to establish the new Atlantis, the center of all knowledge and all power, to replace the old Atlantis. And so you can get the DVD, Chris Pinto, called the New Atlantis, or the Atlantis Connection. You'll certainly want to get the DVD talk given by Constance Cumby, and you'll want to get her four tape set. Now, the DVD is called, well, we just called it the Emergence, and then, of course, the four tape set that goes with that, a four CD set, is entitled the Aquarian conspiracy, the Aquarian conspiracy. You need to get this information to help you prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead. Something big is happening. Gold was up $45 today. Silver was up 50, 60 cents, somewhere in there. Something big is about to happen. I'm not certain what it is. All we can do is watch and encourage people to prepare for it. Make your preparations now. We're in for some very, very difficult times in the days and weeks that lie ahead. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Those DVDs put out by Chris Pinto, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, The Secret History of Our of the Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and you have to understand there's all sorts of occult emblems there. Why would that be in the capital of a Christian nation? Is there something that we haven't been told? You can order, of course, you can order the Eye of the Phoenix. We won't have them for another week, but you can order them now, and we'll get your order off all together. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you'd like information on stored food, on the Berkey units, or on the medical products, give us a call.